Could this be the week Governor Rick Snyder hits the unpause button on efforts to take in more Syrian refugees?
And laid to rest what's turned out to be kind of a messaging mess. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. So tomorrow, there's a scheduled meeting of the Council of Governors.
This is a federally created body, 10 governors.
Always 5 Republicans, 5 Democrats.
With the responsibility of giving the state's perspectives on national security issues. This is the group Governor Snyder wants to conduct a review of federal security policies vis-a-vis refugees from Syria and other Middle East countries.
That's after the man who describes himself as the nation's most pro-immigration governor called for a pause in resettling these refugees following the terrorist attacks in Paris, Beirut, and Egypt.
It's important that there are people in need across the world and that we're open to those folk. We just want to make sure we're following the best practices and making sure we're keeping our country safe.
Now, this call for a quote-unquote pause wound up creating a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. First of all, no one told the refugee relocation services in Michigan this was coming.
So a lot of confusion and uncertainty on what exactly they should be doing.
Also, there was no actual halt in relocating refugees. The governor was talking about a program that's still under development.
Back in September, the governor said he wanted the federal government to send more Middle East refugees to Michigan under an Obama administration program to bring 10,000 refugees next year.
But there are refugees from Syria and the rest of the Middle East still coming over right now and resettling in Michigan under existing and apparently acceptable security protocols.
Yeah, no one in the Snyder administration predicted
No.
that after he called for this pause that a lot of other Republican governors would join the act, you know, actually calling for closing the borders. Snyder got lumped in with them.
Now, he tried to get in front of it with an essay in Time magazine, an interview on NPR.
But still, last week, he was called out on the front page of the Detroit Free Press in an editorial that accused him of feeding into anti-Muslim bigotry.
Snyder responded yesterday with a full-throated defense of his record on immigration and inclusiveness in a sharply worded letter to the editor.
An explanation that was perhaps several weeks overdue.
Absolutely. The pause was a messaging error that called for a clear, blunt explanation to reset the conversation. Instead, the administration's response was squishy. He never really explained what a pause meant, and as it turns out, it was more rhetorical than practical.
Right. The governor said he's no longer publicly advocating
right.
for stepped-up resettlements.
But the dialogues with federal officials continue.
Mm-hmm. Refugee relocation groups continue to plan and prepare for arrivals that are still months away.
Mm-hmm. There is no evidence that any activity was actually paused by this pause.
Right. So we will see what Governor Snyder has to say after tomorrow's Council of Governors discussion on security procedures.
And if he can reestablish control over the conversation on bringing refugees to Michigan.
So we keep waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting, waiting, waiting on the world to change.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.